Most supplement brands on the market only focus on one area of women's health, like energy or hair health. Symbiotica focuses on every aspect. The supplements from Symbiotica are backed by science, intentionally crafted, and contain no artificial ingredients, toxins, or fillers. So you can be confident your body is getting everything it needs and nothing it doesn't for optimal health. Whether you want to improve your skin's radiance, fortify your immunity, support your gut health, or get better sleep, Symbiotica has you covered. Plus, Symbiotica's products are so easy to just throw in your bag and take on the go, so you can ditch the hassle and the mess. Symbiotica is setting new standards for women's wellness, and now is the perfect time to try them out. Now is the perfect time to give Symbiotica supplements a shot. Head to Symbiotica.com for 15% off plus free shipping when you start a subscription. Head to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 15% off plus free shipping when you start a subscription.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
It's time to line them up. Opening lines, line moves, and how money is moving the sports betting market. Line them up with Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. Get ready to place your bets.
He's got Taylor at second. Beatty at first on an 0-1. Hits one a ton. Way back. Way back. It's gone. It's over.
Walk-off win of the year, and they come from behind to beat the Giants 8-6.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Cody Decker today with you. Just heard the call last night. Joe Davis, also Charlie Steiner there with the Will Smith walk-off home run. Dodgers-Giants, they play tonight again, Cody. We'll get to the full slate of baseball here in a second. Game three of four-game set tonight in L.A. I got to tell you, I can't get enough of this NL West race. It's killing my sleep pattern. Like, I get home late anyway, and then, like, I probably should just go to bed so I can get up and get ready for the show in the morning. And yet I'm sitting down, I fire up MLB TV or wherever the game is on. And, like, Cody, it's got to be three or four times here I found myself, I wake up in, like, 3 o'clock in the morning on the couch, like, wait a second. What happened? The Dodgers win, the Giants win, and last night was when I fell asleep before that ninth inning started, and then boom, walk off by the Dodgers. So they split the first two games of the series. Giants won the first one, Dodgers last night. They're separated by one game in the NL West. This division race is incredible. It's just back and forth, back and forth.
It is, and it's fun to watch. And not only that, also talking about the Padres that are also thrown in the mix in this absolute battle for supremacy of a division, by the way, that is likely going to have three 100-win winners. Has that ever happened in Major League Baseball? Because I can't think of a time it did. Because remember, this has only been a division, three-division league for what, 20, 24 years roughly? It started in the 90s. So I can't imagine there have been 300-win teams in each division. There's probably only been a couple that have been 90-win teams in the division. So this is top-of-the-line baseball at its finest.
I'm trying to think back to the best divisions with, like, what you're saying here I've ever seen. Like, back in that early 2000s when the A's with Billy Beane, the Moneyball mm-hmm. teams, they won 100 a couple times. The Mariners won that one year. The Mariners won, like, 114 games. And you know, there were some good years, but I don't think there were ever 300 in the same division. That's
insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you got to have three really, really good teams, and you have to have two teams at the bottom that those three teams could beat up on to rack up those wins, which is what we have in this year's division.
But it also just shows the dominance of the National League West this season, that they have those records. They've just gone and beat up on everybody else. Every other division, those three teams have just beaten up on pretty much everybody.
Yeah, so I just, 0-2, I just quickly looked it up because that one kind of popped in my head. 103-99-93. And but whew. So that was close. That was that this year, this might end up similar to that. 100-190 something, but it's a great division. And they'll play against it. Let's just start there. It's the biggest game tonight. Logan Webb on the mound. A couple starts since he came off the IL. Julio Urias for the Dodgers, who I really like. And he's had a couple really good starts against the Giants. He also had a clunker against the Giants. I give Dodgers the advantage tonight, Cody, because they have Urias, Webb. Well, I think he has good stuff, but he's kind of still working his way back from the IL. So he's only gone 4 or 5 innings, these couple outings. I think he topped out at 4 or 5 his last time. So Giants had to really go deep in their bullpen on Monday. They had to go deep in their bullpen last night. I'm not sure if they're prepared tonight to cover another 4 or 5 innings if Logan Webb doesn't go deep in the game.
I'm agreeing with you on the exact same basis on that. Logan Webb off the IL, not a whole lot lately. But also, Urias is a guy that kind of scares me a little bit with the Dodgers right now, because since the crackdown has happened, he has been very, very hit and miss lately. But I do give the edge to the Dodgers. I'm normally not big on home field advantage in baseball, but Los Angeles, Chavez Ravine is a very pretty legitimate home field advantage. I got to give it to the Dodgers, and I got to assume this is going to be a high-scoring affair. The line right now is only 8. I'm taking that over 100%.
So interesting line movement. I'm not sure if it was just an error this morning. The line moved from 10.5 before we started the show to 8. I noticed it at 10.5. It's 8. A 2.5 run line move is pretty crazy. Maybe it was an error early on and they fixed it. But you're right, 8. I could see some runs over that. Let me throw something at you guys, because I've been thinking about this one. You ever have like a home run prop you're kind of storing away for a rainy day? I've got one tonight that I'm looking at, but here's how off the board it is. I can't find it at any book because this player is not even a regular player, but I am almost sure he's going to play tonight. Darren Ruff is a platoon guy. He plays for the Giants against lefties. He actually kills left-handed pitching.
He crushes lefties is what he does. He's always done that.
Yes. I would bet he is in the lineup tonight for the Giants. Whenever the prop comes out, maybe they'll wait until the starting lineups are posted because he'll be in there then. Just listen to these numbers, okay? So Darren Ruff, he is slugging .707 with 6 home runs in 58 at-bats against lefties this year. And on the road, because we know Giants, where the Giants play in San Francisco, that is more of a pitcher's park. On the road, his OPS is over 1,000. Against lefties, he's over 1,000. Tonight, it's a lefty for the Dodgers. Tonight, they're in Dodger Stadium. I'm going Darren Ruff to hit a home run. I think you probably get crazy good odds because he's not even a regular player. So if you give me +300 or better, I'm in. Darren Ruff going deep tonight against Urias early in this game.
It's a good pick, and it's an off, you know what? And it's an out of the box pick that I really like. And I think Jake actually put it in the chat. He's right. Ruff is a Phillies minor league legend. He has got some pop. I played against Ruff quite a bit. He's a good ball player. I really do dig that pick. Good job on that one.
Yeah. And he went to Korea and he came back, and he's been a better player since he came back. He's had a nice second run to his career. So we got a big day in baseball. Starts early. When we get off the air, 12:40 Eastern time, Mets and Reds. Big over under number in this one, Cody, here. 10.5 is the over-under for the runs. It's Marcus Stroman, Jeff Hoffman. I would lean towards the under in this. Stroman's been really good. I know the Mets have had a lot of issues with injuries and whatnot, and they're getting some guys healthier in the lineup, and maybe they hit Jeff Hoffman, but my lean on this is under 10.5 runs. That's a big number when you have one pitcher that's good with Marcus Stroman.
It is a big number. I'm taking the under in this one too. I also give the advantage to the Mets a little bit. You got Marcus Stroman on the mound. I do think the Mets are going to put up about a 5 spot, but I don't expect the Reds to put up more than maybe 2 today. Jeff Hoffman played with him. He can give up a 5 spot very quickly out of nowhere. That's just kind of one of the things he can do. But I do have a home run prop in this game. This is the one where I'm really looking at, and there's a hitter lately that I've really liked since the break. He's homered 3 times already, and he lined out a couple of really great at-bats yesterday, and that is Michael Conforto, I think, is going yard today off Jeff Hoffman in this game right now.
Great hitter's park as well at Cincinnati, and what was it, Conforto on, I think it was Sunday. The Mets have played so many of these crazy games the last couple of days, but Sunday game, I think they were down early, and then he hit the home run on Sunday to bring them back, and it's funny with Conforto, you know, before the season, I think people said, oh, he's going to get paid in the offseason. He's had a tough year. He's really got to kind of make that push now to get paid and get his contract in the offseason. I like that one, a Conforto home run prop. So the Mets and the Reds are the first game today. A game that was rained out last night, and now it's kind of changed up the pitching matchups here, but a series, Cody, I'm locked in on. The Red Sox and Blue Jays, as Boston tries to hold on to first place in the AL East. Garrett Richards, you talk about a guy that has struggled since the sticky stuff ban went into play. I mean, he's been terrible since the beginning of June against Robbie Ray, who I think is sneaking his way into the back of this AL Cy Young race. Robbie Ray's been amazing. The Blue Jays got him last year for nothing. I think they gave him a one-year contract for like $8 million, and his ERA's under 3. He's racking up strikeouts. I like the Blue Jays tonight, and their over for their run total is 6. It's pretty big, but we know the Blue Jays could hit.
Yes, we do. I personally also think you should take the run line. I think the Blue Jays are going to win this game by 3 runs. I like this offense. And like you said, Robbie Ray is their ace. He has surpassed Ryu. I love what he's doing. This is a team, by the way, who could also be potential buyers in the next week and a half and make a legitimate run for this, because right now the Boston Red Sox are starting to falter a little bit.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, they're pitching. It's just, I saw some highlights of Chris Sale, who's rehabbing, I guess, in AA last night. He looked good. Man, they need him back. They're pitching, for as good as their offense is, Cody, with you know, obviously J.D. Martinez and Bogarts and Devers, their starting pitching is a mess. Like, I don't think the Red Sox can hold on to the East with this starting pitching.
I said it the other day on one of my other shows, man. Eovaldi can't throw every day. He just can't. As much as you want him to, it ain't happening.
No, they need more pitching. And it's, Garrett Richards is not the answer right now. So it's Robbie Ray, Garrett Richards, Jays -191 on the money line for that one today. And Cody likes him running this game by about 3 runs. White Sox Twins. We saw a couple of wild games the other night, a walk-off home run. And now they're back at it. White Sox at home. It's Dylan Cease on the mound against Michael Pineda. Pineda's the guy who could be moved next week. I'm looking at a K prop for Dylan Cease here, Cody. His last 5 starts, 10, 6, 8, 7, 7. Those are strikeout numbers. Over under today, 6.5 for Dylan Cease. And he's faced the Twins 3 times this year. 7 strikeouts, 8 strikeouts. So he has been able to rack up strikeouts against his Twins lineup.
This team can swing the bat a little bit still, even though it's been a bad year. But at the end of the day, Dylan Cease has only been getting better and better. And lately, he's looked masterful. I'm taking the over on that as well. I think that's a great bet right there. Also, in this particular game, I don't expect much out of the Twins offensively. I do think the under is going to come in this game. The under, I believe the line is set at 9. I think the under is going to be really good in this game. And I do think that the Twins are going to fall quite drastically to the White Sox.
Yeah, that's a good one, the under there in this game. You know, 2 pitchers, ERA is about 4, but I think they're both better than that, especially Cease. Look at some of Cease's underlying numbers. He's been better than that, maybe some tough luck at times. So I'm looking at our BetQL models here and what some of the numbers are. They've got a 5 star today on the under with the Marlins and the Nationals. This NL East is so interesting, Cody. We talked about it the other day. It's Alcantara today, Eric Fetty. Alcantara, probably one of the most underrated pitchers in baseball. I like this one. The only thing that worries me, I'm taking the under 8.5 runs with Nationals and the Marlins today, is have you seen how hot Juan Soto has been since the All-Star game? It's like
not
he
just
the home run derby got him back on track.
I mean, it's not just Juan Soto, but yeah, Juan Soto won't stop hitting. He's the hottest hitter in Major League Baseball right now, which is saying something. There's like a lot of guys that are really hot.
Alcantara's on bereavement list. He got placed on it yesterday.
Okay, so he's not pitching in this game. So that does change things. So no Alcantara in this game. Well, then guess what? I'm not taking the under, because Alcantara's probably the only thing that could stop Juan Soto and Trey Turner right now for pitching well.
And honestly, I would have taken the over anyways, because I think Juan Soto is going to go another four hits with another homer today.
I saw something yesterday. I guess the only two players ever, and Soto, the season's not over for Soto, but he's on pace to be the second guy ever, age 21, 22 seasons, to go 300, 400, 500. Ted Williams, Juan Soto. Like, what are we watching here with this guy? He's unreal.
It's amazing with all these players that we talked about all year. And it's amazing. We talked nonstop about Ohtani and Vladdy and all these young guys. And of course, Acuna Jr., even though he got hurt, the one guy that I feel like has completely gone under the radar somehow has been Juan Soto. And look what he's doing right now. And by the way, yes, I do have a second home run prop. I've never done two home run props in one day, but I'm doing it. I already gave you one. I'm giving you the second one. Juan Soto is hitting a home run today.
Well, he's hit, what, 4 in 5 games since the break? And it's funny. We've seen in the past, Cody, where guys go to the home run derby. I remember famously in Philadelphia, Bobby Abreu went to the home run derby. And then in the second half of the season, he wasn't hitting home runs. And we've seen guys say it kind of throws your swing off a little bit, right? Because you're not in the game really trying to hit home runs. Then you go to the derby, you're trying to hit them, and it's difficult to get back on track. It feels like the opposite for Soto. It's like the home run derby got him back in a groove again. He's hitting home runs at a crazy pace now.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, because I've done a home run derby and my swing was shot for 2 weeks.
Soto is just the opposite. We don't have an over-under number total because we don't have pitchers yet. But it sounds like, Cody, from what's going on or what went on up in New York yesterday, the Phillies have put Zach Eflin on the IL. Mm-hmm. The Yankees have a whole bunch of issues with pitching and injuries and whatnot. It sounds like we're getting a double bullpen game. Phillies-Yankees today. Yankee Stadium, short porch, hot, humid day, bullpen game on both sides. Cody, I don't know where the over-under number is going to go. We'll track it. If we can get it before the end of the show, we'll talk about it. But I expect a lot of runs in the Phillies-Yankees games tonight.
I don't care what the number is. The answer is the over. These are two of the worst.
Over.
Over. They're over. These are the two worst bullpens, arguably, in Major League Baseball. Especially in Philly. Philly's bullpen is just atrocious. This is going to be a very, very high-scoring game. And, you know, that short porch and right, you're not lying. I mean, yesterday, Brett Gardner hit a home run that, you know, StatCast had as projected 0.50 batting average. That's the effect of Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, when that ball went up, you could see Bryce Harper, Philly's right fielder, was against the wall. Like, the wall's here already. Like, I'm up against the wall. There's people behind me catching this thing. It's played that way since they moved there in 2009. Mm-hmm. The old Yankee Stadium used to be, you know, a great hitter's park for righties, but it's that this new Yankee Stadium, I guess it's not new anymore, but this one, like, you're right. If Brett Gardner could pop a home run out, anybody could pop a home run out.
Yeah, it was a joke. It really was. It was a pop-up. It was a pop-up, and like you said, Bryce Harper looked confused of what was happening, because it really was ridiculous. So today, high-scoring affair in New York, and I do think the Yankees are gonna outslug the Phillies.
Well, they did it last night. Tonight, they are at it again. Yankees and the Phillies, second of a two-game series. On the other side, it's football. Football is back. We got Mike Lombardi joining us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. The biggest storylines and what you need to know to bet the league, as the preseason is not far away. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.